I want you to enjoy a little bit of that song. Isn't that beautiful? What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song. Saved by grace. If I wasn't saved by grace, I'd want to be quickly. Well, we've got a great broadcast today, and I trust that you will be able to enjoy every bit of it. That's my desire. Not really enjoy it. I guess I should change that. I guess what I really want is to move you today. I want to move you probably like you have never been moved. I want to somehow awake you. I want to awake your conscience. I want to get you concerned and weeping for the nation of America. If ever this nation needed men and women weeping and believing and crying out to God. Now, forgive me, I'm losing my hearing here, and I got to get that hooked up where it'll stay because I got to hear me. But I want you to get concerned. I want you to get a burden. I want you to get under the load with me for America. Now, we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton and the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda. Not just Hillary, but President Obama, and just the whole movement out there of international sodomy. International sodomy. I didn't know that. I didn't know some things until this week that have really shocked me good fashion. I mean, they've stirred me to the core. When I saw the report, literally saw the report, that Obama and Hillary Clinton, starting in the year of 2011, were noted and made the statement that they were doing their best, all the tools of American diplomacy to promote gay rights around the world. This was their words, reported by the New York Times. The New York Times, December the 6th, 2011. Now, that statement overwhelms me. That President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made this statement, and it's reported now by the New York Times. That's where the report, the words come from. All the tools of American diplomacy to promote gay rights around the world. Now, we heard about the argument with Putin by the president. We had a little indication that something was strange out there that was going on. But then to learn that all over the world now, for some at least 3 years, maybe longer, there's been this effort to promote the gay rights to every nation of which we are involved diplomatically. Now, I don't know what you feel about that, but I pay taxes, and you pay taxes. We're citizens of this great country, and those whom we have hired, so to speak, we pay their salaries, are promoting this kind of lifestyle on a worldwide basis. Now, if that doesn't shake you to the foundation of your life, I really don't know what will shake you. Now, I've got a poem that will possibly be used in our schools in the very near future and may already be used in some places, and I will share that with you in a little bit. I'm going to give you a booklet today entitled Hillary Clinton and the Homosexual or the Sodomite Agenda. Hillary Clinton and the Sodomite Agenda. I'm going to give you a copy of an article in Worldview Times that has these quotes and this poem and other things in it that you really do need to read. That's done by the article by a man by the name of David Noble, who is a very fantastic individual and part of our pre-trib group. Now, folks, listen to me. We are on the verge of the greatest calamity of American history. This nation is going to be destroyed. This nation is going to come under the judgment of God unless godly people, good people, righteous people will start weeping and crying and I mean weeping for this nation in repentance. You say, I want a revival. Until you are sick and tired of the filth, until you sigh and cry over the filth that's being promoted, how can God hear your prayers of sending the Holy Spirit to convict men and bring revival? I think we first have got to cry out against the wickedness and the sodomy This is the worst of sins and wickedness that you can imagine. Here's what I want to do. I want to start the broadcast, and I want to take you through the Bible. I want to read you some verses. It won't take me but a minute, so stop whatever you're doing and hear every one of these verses of Scripture, and every one of them will be in this article that I'm going to send to you if you call and request it, okay? Now get ready. We're going to have a great broadcast and talk by either phone, or you can send your questions by internet. Let me give you the phone calls. Phone number 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. That's our local number. Then our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. Internet, you can send your questions on the internet by email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, the picture and the article with this particular broadcast is already on the front of the website. You go to the front of our website and you'll see this picture of Hillary Clinton in a kind of Hitler salute and words that are shocking. But they are there for you to see and to wake you, hopefully, to cry and sigh over the abomination that's gripping America. And now, let's go to the Bible. Genesis 1:27. And God created man in his own image. The image of God? Are you listening to me? And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Genesis 1:27. Now, there's no doubt what he's saying. You see, God hates the sin of sodomy. God hates the sin of sodomy. Why does God hate it? Because of what it does to you. The only things that God hates are things that destroy his creation, that destroy the people he loves. Every human being on the face of this earth is cared for by God. Now in Leviticus 18:22, let me read you a verse, two verses actually. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shalt thou be lie with beast, any beast, to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Now that's in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verses 22 and 23. Now let's go to Leviticus 20 and verse 13. Leviticus 20 and verse 13. Listen, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Now, we don't believe in putting homosexuals or sodomites to death. That was within a nation that was fully God's control and governed by God. And because of that, then God had rules that governed that society. We don't have that kind of society today. So we don't believe in putting anybody to death because of their sins. Now, there are certain things like murder that you may be put to death for, but I just wanted to make that plain so that I don't get misquoted. You know, people love to misquote a man who makes a stand as I make it. Now, let's go to 1 Kings chapter 14. 1 Kings chapter 14. Let me read this verse, verse 22. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 24. And there were also among them sodomites in the land. There were sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. God cast out those sodomite nations so that Israel would have a homeland, and it was God's intent that they live in it in purity and righteousness and not do the same things. Now here's another scripture, 1 Kings 15:12, and he took away the sodomites out of the land. and removed all the idols that the fathers had made. Now, we go to 2 Kings, and we find a king here that was a young lad. He had been reigning 18 years. His name was Josiah. He began to reign at 8, had been reigning 18 years. That would have meant he was either 18 years old, but probably meant he'd been reigning 18 years, which meant he was 26 years old. Now, what did he do? What did this king do? Well, thank God he was a king of a great commitment, and he break down the houses of the Sodomites. And he break down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wore hangings for the groves. Now, the picture here is so breathtaking, you cannot misdirect them. You really can't misinterpret them if you believe the Bible. In Romans chapter 1, we have further words, and let me read a verse or two here for you. I want to make sure you get this, 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. I'm here to tell you, a sodomite is dishonoring their body and the body of those with whom they do their evil deeds. I don't know whether you've been reading, some of the sodomites now are beginning to confess the people they've killed. I read one this week of where he killed a young boy by having sex with him. He said the young boy was innocent, had never done this kind of thing before, and he introduced him into it, and now the kid is dead because AIDS took him out. Well, let's go on, and we'll read verse 26. It is, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. That which is against nature. Now, God is saying by the Holy Ghost that sodomy is against nature. Don't let anybody tell you they were born that way. That's a lie from the devil. That's nothing but a creation of a world lost its mind in this insanity and this wickedness. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. Well, we could go to 2 Corinthians. I don't have time to read it all, but it says very clearly, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Those two words are plain that has to do with sodomy. It is abusing yourself with mankind. It is being effeminate, a man acting like a woman. Oh, friend, hear me, what we see in the Word of God. He said, also were some of you. So some of these were converted and came to know Christ. There is some hope. I know there's not a lot of hope that a homosexual will change or a lesbian will change. Sodomite is such an abomination that it consumes the person. It takes complete control of them. They literally become possessed with spirits of uncleanness from the pits of hell. They become vile. No wonder they fight like they fight for their cause. And they don't care what we think. They want to be right up in our face. They want to abuse our children. They want to steal our boys and girls. They've said it over and over. They've said it. I hope you understand that. I hope you get the message. Now let's read in Jude 3:7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. You hear people say, and they it's not really true. I'm sorry. I'm pulling my air plug out here. I've got to get a longer cord. Listen to me. Very important. You hear people say, oh no, that wasn't sodomy down in Sodom and Gomorrah. That was simply inhospitality. Oh, come on. It says abusing themselves with mankind, going after strange flesh, and set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Well, we'll make sure you get all of those scriptures with this material, because we want you to start sighing and crying over this abomination. We really do. We want you to start crying and sighing over this abomination. We want you to get the feeling of what's happening to America. promoting homosexuality all over the world, trying to get every country, what we have diplomacy, dealing with them in the diplomatic realm, forcing them with our dollars of gifts for their war machinery or for their government or for their human rights, and using the pressure of this to force them to eliminate all restrictions on sodomy. That's amazing. Did you know our government was doing that? Did you know our government was doing that? I sure did not. And I'm overwhelmed, and I'm really angry. I'm not just angry, I'm broken in my heart, weeping and sighing. I commit myself before God to stay on my face and weep for my nation, repenting of the vileness and the filth and the wickedness, and praying for God to give us somehow the opportunity to come back to Him and to repent of this wicked life. Well, give us a call. We want to send you this along with the Worldview paper with the article by David Noble. We want to send you the poem they're going to read in a little bit. These quotes by the New York Times, other quotes that you will find quite breathtaking, and you will understand what America is facing. We've got to have men and women, godly men and women, on their faces, crying out to God and seeking His face. Will you join me? Will you become a prayer warrior? Will you begin to seek God with Brother Chambers with all of your heart? Will you begin to cry and sigh before God and ask Him to break your heart to weep before Him? If we weep before Him and we cry out against this filthy life, every preacher in America needs to get in your pulpit and read this material and show them what the government of America and what the present president, along with the previous Secretary of State, were saying and doing with the nations of the world to force them into their agenda, not our, not my agenda, their agenda. Of making homosexuality an acceptable lifestyle. Isn't it something that an American president, hired and paid for by many good, godly people all across America, would go to Russia and argue with Putin over the sin of homosexuality, and the communist man would stand taller than the man from the White House of America? I don't know what that does to you, but it tears me out of my frame. And I want to say to all of you, quit voting just an old block vote for somebody whom your preacher or maybe your political person is telling you to vote for. Get on your face and get God's hand in your life and start voting morally for the person who you know has a moral position. Well, these things are quite overwhelming to me, and I'm ready to get you involved, okay? I've got other things to read, and I'll do that along, but I open the lines. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I really want to hear from you. I want you involved now in this broadcast. I'll do my best to answer any question you ask me. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you I can't. I don't know how. I don't know the answer, but I'll do my best. Grab your phone. God's judgment on America. Well, let's start with that one. Is this part of God's judgment on America and the world? Yes, it is. That's a good question. This is the mystery of iniquity. If there's any agenda that is being promoted in America that is part of the mystery of the mystery of iniquity, that's the mystery of lawlessness. That's the name of the Antichrist and false prophet spirit. That's the name that they represent, mystery of iniquity. This is at the heart of it. Believe me, this is at the heart of it. Thank you for the question. Very good question. The mystery of iniquity springing out of America and spreading its tentacles all over the world? Can you imagine the once proud Christian country that believed in the Bible and believed in morality and believed in decency and believed in the family, the man and his wife, the wife and her husband and their children? Can you believe that would be springing from America and our president and Hillary Clinton and many others, I'm sure. We don't know all their names. Going across America in their diplomatic efforts, spreading sodomy to the world? Come on. That's overwhelming. See, I'm trying to prepare you for what's coming down the road, probably in 2016 if Jesus tarries. And I want to tell you something. I'm not making a prophecy. I'm giving my opinion. I don't believe Hillary Clinton can become the president of this nation unless the rapture occurs first. There's too many good, godly people looking for Jesus to come. And if you'll just do your job as a person watching and waiting for the rapture, we will save America, at least for some short period of time, and maybe even have a revival. Maybe even win a host of people to Christ. Maybe even stir the coffers of this nation and somehow have a return to the things of God and of Christ. Now, I'm overwhelmed by all of this. I really am. Let me see here if I have any other questions on the line. Grab your phone quickly and call. I want to really talk with you. That's what I really want. Grab the phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I want to read you something from one of our state senators, and I believe he is still a senator, Senator Tom Coburn. Now, I'm not sure about him running. I didn't have time to check that. He's from Oklahoma. He's a medical doctor. He was a member of President Bush's AIDS committee. And let me tell you what he said. He said, gay communities has infiltrated the very center of powers in every area across this country. And listen now, and they wield extreme power. They wield extreme power. This is a senator saying that now. Then he goes on to say, and I want you to hear this, very, very important. He believes that the gay agenda is the greatest threat to our freedom that we face today. I agree with that. The sodomite agenda is the greatest threat that is facing the agenda of America today. Are our senators and representatives willing to admit this and take a stand? Are those that we've elected this year willing to take a stand? Let's pray. And every one of you, you need to get on your phone and call your senators and your representatives in Washington. They need to hear from everybody out there. Now, by next week, I'm going to have a list of all senators and representatives and their phone numbers to give you and send to you by next Saturday. I'm going to ask a friend of mine to help me get that together. Every phone number of every senator in America, every phone number of every representative in America, and we're going to start calling Washington. Will you help me? Will you help me? We've got to stand. Now, I want you weeping and crying. I don't want you calling mad and ugly and acting, in an evil fashion. Don't act like they act. Act like a Christian. Do it in a spirit of love and compassion, weeping and sighing. I hope you get on the phone with your senator and squall like a baby over what's happening to America and pleading with that senator to stand for what is right. If enough of us will get involved, we will make a difference. Are you willing to help, Reverend Chambers? I really do believe you are. Well, grab your phone now. The lines are open. Hey, grab them immediately. Let's don't wait. Grab your phones and call quickly, 704-391-0588. That's local. That's our number here at the church, 7 days a week, 704-391-0588. The toll-free anywhere in America. That's also 24/7, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I'm going to read you this poem while I'm waiting on you to call. Because if nothing else has stirred you up, this will stir you up. Now, this poem, here at school, The Slant is Gay. Now, this is being promoted right now as a possible turn of the public schools in America. This comes from a book, A Queer Thing is Happening in America by Michael L. Brown. A Queer Thing is Happening in America. Let me read it to you. Are you listening? Wait a minute. You better make sure you're listening. Little Johnny went to school there to learn a brand new rule. No longer could the boys be boys or have their special trucks and toys. Only six, so young and tender. It's time for him to unlearn gender and break the binding two-sex mold, that hurtful thing that's so old. Parents at home can have their say, but here at school, the slant is gay. In other words, to make this clear, there's nothing wrong with being queer. Having two moms is mighty fine. To disagree is out of line. We'll deconstruct the families and smash religious bigotry and learn the church out of state and keep the church out of state and keep the church out of state. Hey, I want you to hear that. And keep the church out of state. You better get your church involved in state. It's our nation. It's our nation. It don't belong to the politicians. It belongs to all of us. It belongs to all of us. And we have a right to make our say. And we will do it, won't we? We will do it, won't we? Or will we? Oh, maybe. Maybe many of you are not willing. Hey, let me hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. Are you willing to make a statement? Are you willing to take a stand? Are you willing to stand with Reverend Chambers and do something about promoting homosexuality all over the world through our politicians? That's your elected officers. You pay their salary. You pay their travel expense. You're the one responsible over this or for this if you don't do anything. I'm asking you to do something by saving, listen, keep the church out of the state by saving faith. By saying faith is really hate. By saying faith is really hate. In other words, if I say my faith says sodomy is a sin, I'm not really saying what my faith says. I'm saying something that's hateful. Oh, no. The Bible is the word of God. You're trying to save somebody from eternal destruction. From eternal destruction. Well, it's time for you to be on with me. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I'm concerned and I'm willing to weep for America. I'm willing to weep for America. Grab your phone. Are you with me? Are you willing to make a stand? How many of you would just simply call and say, I'm standing, Reverend Chambers. I'm going to call my senators and my representatives. That's all you really have to say to me to call is you will call our senators and our representatives and you will get involved. That's what I'm asking, that you get involved, that you hear what I'm saying, and that you learn now what Hillary Clinton represents. You need to learn it now, and you need to start spreading it everywhere you go. Take this article that I'm going to make available to you and mail to you this week, okay? This article, this booklet, the very things I'm talking about, including the poem, the quotes by Senator Coburn, the quotes from the New York Times, all of this you'll get. You'll have firsthand information. There's no doubt. I'll give you the article in which it comes out of. Very noted man. No question about his authenticity. I would never bring you a bunch of things that are not true. If I did, I would apologize later because I just don't do that. I'm here to tell you the truth. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. All right. If someone is naturally born gay, then why blame them for their interest in same-sex relationships? Why would that be a sin? See, nobody to begin with is born gay. That's a total misnomer. There's no Bible to back that up. In fact, the Bible proclaims that God created all of us either male or female. So we're not blaming anybody for anything they are when they're born. We're blaming them for what they do with their life after they're born. And that's what God does. So that's a good question, but I can tell you that is not acceptable, and you know that as well as I do. Now, why have some Protestant denominations now accepted gay and same-sex marriage? It's even being reported that evangelicals with gay children are now accepting them in their churches. Yes, this is coming. Oh, this is getting big. Now, you're talking about nominal, I'll say it right in a minute, nominal churches that long ago left the fundamentals of the Bible. Long ago left the fundamentals of the Bible. But what is shaking is that churches on many levels now are beginning to welcome homosexuals. It's like it's coming like a storm and almost taking over our society. My dear friend, you must hear what we're saying and you must get involved. There's no ifs and ands, and you on the air, may I help you please? You on the air, may I help you please?
Yes, sir. I'm curious about your church's status.
Your what now?
Does your church have tax-free status?
Of course we do.
So why are you doing political commentary on the radio?
I'm not doing political commentary. I'm doing Bible commentary. Don't you know the difference?
it seems to me that you're trying to be politically active as a church.
Well, I am always political active, not in my congregation. No, I don't get up and tell them who to vote for, but I tell them the issues, and I tell them they're responsible to vote a moral ballot for people who stand for the things they believe in. To do otherwise would betray your own nation.
So can you explain to me how the homosexual agenda infringes on my freedom?
How it... My dear friend,
what can I not do?
That lifestyle is a lifestyle that consumes the people who are involved therein. Did you hear me read from 2 Kings where the Bible says that God put out those nations before Israel because of their abominations? Sodomy is an abomination. It right now is affecting our children. It's affecting our schools. It's affecting our churches. It is coming against us like a storm. It is a force of wickedness that will destroy America and bring the judgment of God upon us. That's why we must make a stand.
It's a lot of buzzwords, but you're not actually getting...
No. I'm saying what the Bible proves. The Bible has proven that God always judges sodomy. Always.
How has it proven that?
Well, go to study Sodom and Gomorrah. You can take all kinds of experiences the last 30, 40 years and find places where sodomy has got big, that great hurricanes have come against that area. No question, friend.
Example?
Example, Pensacola. Study the beach there at Pensacola where the homosexuals hang out and see what's happened to it. Do a little digging, okay? If you'll do some digging,
fairly well, friend.
If you'll get on the internet and do some digging, you will see how vulgar, how unclean, how filthy. It's in our faces. It's coming against all of us, and we have a right to stand.
You look at that stuff on the internet a lot to see how vulgar it is?
Do I know how vulgar it is? I can hardly stand it. It makes me sick on my stomach. I have to go. I'm glad you called, okay? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Just a couple comments. Agree with what you're saying, that some people, when they say they are born that way, they're looking for an excuse to stamp okay for the lifestyle.
Let me read again to you, for everybody listening, from the book of Genesis, for God created man in his own image. Now, if God created man in his own image, are we saying that God has homosexual tendencies? That he's partly homosexual himself? If God made us in his image, that settles the whole question.
Well, correct. Well, see, I've been married almost 50 years. I was born, and my desires is for a lady because I'm married. But you know that just because I get married don't change them desires. You know, the flesh will desire still to commit adultery, to look at pornography. But because I'm a born-again Christian...
You don't do none of that.
I yield my mind and my heart to the Spirit of God.
Yeah, let me tell you what has happened to so many homosexuals, and this is why I weep for them. They were seduced into it, often as children, many times by priests in the Catholic arena, many times by uncles and sometimes by stepfathers, maybe even times for daddies. You know, most children who become adult homosexuals were induced into it early in their life and became fixated in it. Psychologists say the first sexual experience a person has, there's a fixation that takes place that almost becomes impossible to break. I don't understand all of that, but I certainly see some validity in it. And so I would say it's nothing but a buzzword that Satan has given for them to use.
Absolutely. You know, and if I don't, just on your three people you was talking to, they asked, I think, somewhere for proof. It's all through the Bible. Rather, it's me have to control my desires, or homosexual, control his desires. Romans 1, the very last verse says, he that does these things is worthy of death. And here's where people go into trouble. Not only those
that do them,
who do it, but those who have pleasure in it.
Anytime any person is willing to stand with people in this kind of lifestyle, they're just as guilty as the persons who are doing it.
Just as guilty.
Just as guilty. That means any preacher out there that supports this or stands with this or allows this in his church, he's as guilty as the individual. He'll go to the same lake of fire.
He'll be judged by his word.
He'll be judged by his works, exactly in his words, and he'll go to the same lake of fire.
I'd like to give these few scriptures just for you people.
Well, I've already read them, so let me move on. I got one called after the other. I'm glad you called, okay? You on the air. May I help you, please?
How are you, sir?
Fine, sir.
I was listening to you a while ago as I was driving home from downtown Charlotte, and I was thinking about people listening to you and said, what must they think? This stuff is crazy. I don't believe this. Churchgoers who prefer darkness rather than light. And I was thinking, I know of two instances I can confirm those two individuals that you're talking about. I said, oh, they wouldn't be involved in that. I knew a lady probably 20 years ago, and she and her husband knew a Secret Service agent who was doing his job. He was checking rooms in the White House, and he caught one of the ladies that you've mentioned and another woman engaging in something that they shouldn't have been doing. And he was transferred the next day to get him out of the scenery. Also,
And that was, are you talking about Hillary?
Yes, indeed I am.
Yes.
Anyway,
there are so many reports of her being being a lesbian, and of course I don't have any proof of it, but she is, if she, and the New York Times reported this, she and Obama made the policy that they were going to do their best to push homosexual lifestyle, sodomy acceptance all over the political arena. As they went from here to there, they were going to use their pressure. Now, for her to do that is pretty good proof of what she is.
She doesn't have to be, because it's just part of the overall chess game. Now, the other guy, before he was elected president, a African-American head of a think tank, Fahim T. Knight, his first name is F-A-H-I-M, T. Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, speculated that Obama was probably a member of a special group that was created by the elites specifically for African Americans. It was called the Boulé Society. Well, he has denied that he's a member, but his picture has appeared on their publication at least twice since he's been in the White House. And now,
and you've seen it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can too.
I want you to send it to me. So I believe, I've been reading, they say in the quiet, they're not very quiet, but in the corners of Chicago, where he hung out before he was elected as a senator, that he was known for his homosexuality, and he was known because he liked to do it with older white men.
Yeah. Well, I never finished what I was saying. An African-American came out, and he said that he had some he wasn't in it, but he was at a hotel that they were having one of these meetings in Atlanta years ago, and one of their criteria, well, they like to get these men involved in homosexual acts so that they can guarantee the secrecy of the group and so forth. So anyway, forgetting Chicago, there's probably some other evidence elsewhere for this.
I don't think there's any question, and I thank you for calling. God bless you. Now, everybody across this listening audience, I want to hear from you. I want you calling. I want you to express yourself, and I'm glad the young man who disagreed with me called. I welcome his call also. I really care for people caught up in this lifestyle because they are destroying themselves. I mean, it's a known fact that the average lifespan of a homosexual is under 50 because of their involvement in such health in, you know, destroying action, health destroying action. You can't take the forces, the sources, the how do I say this? I don't know how to say it. You know, you can't ingest in your body the things that they ingest in their body as homosexuals and lesbians and remain healthy. It's full of poison. It's full of germs. I mean, it's horrible to think about it. I'm stopping because I don't want to say anything that would embarrass anybody. I want you to hear me because I want to get you weeping and I want to get you out there on your face involved in turning America back to God. Then let me read you something. Let me tell you something. Preachers, listen to me. Preachers, ministers, listen to me. And the Lord said unto him, go thou through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark. Let me cut this off here. And set a mark upon the foreheads of the man that sighs and cries for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. God said, mark those who are crying and sighing over this abomination. Now, what happened in this very dire situation is other people were destroyed. And these who had the mark of crying and sighing were saved to continue their weeping over Jerusalem and to clean up this abomination that was destroying the nation. Now, God has taken some very, very powerful acts in the past. Very powerful because of this abomination that would be destroying a society. It happened in Jerusalem. It happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. It happened to the nations that were destroyed as Israel marched into the promised land. I mean, the Bible is just full of that, my friend. You cannot involve yourself in this abomination and escape then the judgment of God. And a nation cannot. A city cannot. A community cannot. We must take a stand. Will you stand with me? Will you get involved? Will you get involved? Let's go see if we have other questions here. Don't want to miss anybody. Yes, I will go in prayer. Thank you. Yes, I will go in prayer. That's all you need to say to let me know you are ready. You will be in prayer. You will seek the face of God. Now, don't want to miss anybody. Here's another. Yes, I will go in prayer. Hey, that's good. Hey, that's good. Just keep sending them to me. I'd love to get 1,000 emails that says, I will get involved in prayer. I will begin to cry and sigh over this abomination that's gripping our nation. Now, did you hear the poem? That poem is in this article. And if you haven't called the ladies to get your copy sent of this whole article, entire article, all the quotes, the poem, all the scriptures, everything you're hearing on this site, you'll have it. And then you can make copies and give them out to everybody you will. You can give your pastor a copy. You can give them to people in your prayer group, people in your community, members of your family. You can help me spread the word and start men and women weeping, crying, and sighing. Notice those words, crying and sighing over the abomination that's taken over America. I must go back and read again what Senator Coburn said. He said, this agenda is the greatest threat to our freedom that we face today. See, most of you don't understand that. You don't understand that the homosexual agenda has reached into every level of our government, every level of power. Almost every corporation is now under their wings and part of their action and part of their marching in the streets and all of the things they're doing. Do you understand that? We are talking about the total destruction of America, even before the rapture, if we don't take a stand. Now, Jesus may not come for a few years. I hope he comes. I hope he comes this year, 2014. I'm looking for him to come. Any moment, he may come. The coming of Christ is imminent. Imminent. You can't put it off for nothing. But if he doesn't come, what will happen to America in 10 years if we don't take a stand? If we don't take a stand. I can't wait for you to see these pictures and hear these quotes from people like Hillary. Let me read you a couple of quotes from Hillary Clinton, okay? Will you listen carefully? I want you to hear them. Very important that you hear. Listen to this. They are full and equal citizens and deserve the right of citizenship. That includes marriage. Hillary Clinton. They are full and equal citizens and deserve the right of citizenship. That includes marriage. Nobody's denying them citizenship, but the sanctity of marriage, that's a biblical matter. That's a biblical matter. Let me read you another quote. America is at its best when we champion the freedom of every human being. That's who we are in our DNA. That was her statement, champion the cause of homosexuals and the sodomite agenda. And then going all over the world, promoting it in political circles, using the awesome dollars of American taxpayers to force countries to lower their standard concerning sodomy. That's amazing to me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing that that's happening right now? Can I read you the quote again? Listen to me now. This is what Obama and Hillary said. All the tools of American diplomacy to promote gay rights around the world. That's what they're going to see. All the tools of American diplomacy to promote gay rights around the world. New York Times, December the 6th, 2011, if you want to go look it up. I'm not saying something to you off the record. I'm telling you the truth. Now, while evangelicals are being told that social issues are off the table in this election cycle, the leftists, that's the communists, the socialists, the progressives, continue to preach their sexual agenda, their social agenda, not only to America, but to the whole world. That's a quote from David Noble. What a quote and what a fact. Now, my friends, it's a dark hour. Are you willing to take a stand? Are you willing to take a stand? Are you willing to start praying? That's the first thing you can do. Let me hear from you. Lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Our ladies are taking your name and address, if you like, to send you this good material so that you can help us somehow plead in prayer and faithfulness before God to turn our nation around, because your future is hanging in the balance. Your future is hanging in the balance. I heard the pastor of the Dallas First Baptist Church Monday, 2 weeks ago, that was December the 1st. He spoke at our conference, at our banquet in Dallas, Fort Worth, and what a speaker he is. Thousands of members of that church, and he said America is about to be destroyed. And he gave three reasons: removing a prayer from the public arena, schools included, the killing of unborn babies, and the same-sex marriage. He said, we have no choice. We cannot, unless we change the situation, we cannot save America. It's going to implode from within. It's going to be destroyed. It's in the process. We're not far away from it. Did you know that? We're not far away from something so breathtaking, something so overwhelming. I would not doubt if the year 2015 doesn't bring America to some of the most devastating events of our history. It cannot fail. If we get by another year, I will be grateful, but I doubt we will. I'm here to tell you, it is a dark hour. Now, where's your call? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And I want to tell you something. Your inactivity could be the cause of America's destruction. Your unwillingness to even hear these things. Your unwillingness to get involved. The fact that you cannot weep and cry. Oh, I've got children who are homosexuals. You ought to be weeping and crying in front of everybody. You ought to be the first on your face, sobbing and crying out and standing up and saying this is abomination and God will not tolerate it. God hates the sin of sodomy above any sin in this Bible. That's evident. Now, he doesn't hate it because he's a hateful God. He hates it because he loves you, and he loves even them who are caught in this vice. And he will deliver anybody that will call on him and cry out to him and repent. I am so grateful that repentance is available to every living soul unless they have gone so far that the Holy Spirit has left them and moved on. The Bible speaks in one place, Ephraim is joined to his idols. Let him alone. Ephraim is joined to his idols. Let him alone. My friend, it's time to act. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, Brother Chambers, you might have already heard this. This goes along with sort of what you're talking about. But earlier in the week, there was a multi-city function somewhere here in the United States. I'm sorry I don't know the state or the cities, because I'd already missed this part. I heard it on a Christian talk show. But said they started the meeting with prayer, which is normally a good thing. This guy gets up and starts praying. He's praying in the name of Satan. He's praying to Satan and made the statement that as long as Satan is in control, we will prosper. And if Satan loses control, then, you know, things will get bad. You know, you and I can remember probably no more than 20 or 30 years ago, nobody would have did that because they'd been afraid somebody's going to snatch them off the podium for trying.
Was this man in a so-called Christian meeting?
No. It was some kind of multi-city function.
Okay, got you. Well, I wish you had got that information. If you find it, send it to me. Those kind of things are happening. Did you hear the poem I read that is said to be soon used in public schools across America? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, and that's sad, and but that's where we're at now.
Little boys and girls. I mean, this is happening everywhere. I heard I believe it was yesterday, of Planned Parenthood going into a ninth grade in somewhere in California and teaching kids what to do to make sure they did before they had sex. Ninth graders being taught what to do before they have sex. You're talking about 13, 14-year-olds.
Well, you know, in some parts of California, it's required in public schools that they teach the homosexual lifestyle.
Well, that's required almost all over America, sir. If you put your children in a public school right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, I guarantee you nobody's going to say a man and woman are the only ones allowed to marry. You're not going to hear it. They may not say nothing in some cases, but if they say anything, it will allow for homosexuality.
I know, but
it's coming like a storm, sir.
That's right, and God's patience is going to run out.
No question, and we better stand. Are you willing and ready to sigh and cry?
Yes, sir, and that's
get on your face and pray till God puts a weeping on you that repents for America. Repents. I mean, that's what Daniel did for Israel. He repented for his whole nation, including himself. And I'm ready to repent because I haven't done more.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I love you. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right. Do we have another here? I thought that was a call. Maybe I can get it now. You on the air? Are you on the air? May I help you? Nope. All right. Give us a call. If I lost you, call back, okay? All right, sometimes that happens to us. We want to hear from you. You are very important to us. We care about you. So grab your phone. Now, this kind of a program may turn some people off. I guess it does. I can understand. But here I am, a man of the Lord. I belong to God, everything, lock, stock, and barrel. I'm His. I have no other desire. I'll be 79 in January, about a month from now. And so I don't have many years. I don't know when Jesus will send for me or come for me. Either way, whether He sends or comes, I'm just looking forward. Well, let me take this call here. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, that call cannot come through. Ladies, let me see again. You on the air. Oh, come on. You on the air. May I help you, please? Are you on the air? Are you waiting for me? Come quickly.
Invalid entry.
All right. Call quickly. I don't know what the problem is. Try again, ladies. Sometimes these phones do mess up, but we do our best to bring you the best we can bring you. I want you to know He's coming, and He's coming any minute. And if you're not saved, I beg of you to get right with God. When you realize that our nation is on the verge of being destroyed because of this blasphemy, this abomination. This is an abomination. American politicians are spreading sodomy all over the world and doing their best to force all these nations that we have diplomatic relationships with to accept the sodomite lifestyle. Can you believe that? I'm overwhelmed. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Chambers.
Yes.
I'm enjoying your program greatly today, but I wanted to call and respond to what one of your callers said.
Okay. Let's hear it quickly.
Okay. The gentleman indicated that he was a born-again Christian. But I think I heard this right. He said that he still struggled with maybe pornography and.
But he says in his mind he rejects it. Now, I would agree that there is a power of Christ that will break all that struggle and give him victory.
I was going to refer some scriptures to some scriptures that would teach that power of sin can be totally broken.
Let me tell him to read the book of Romans chapter 6 and also the book of Romans chapter 8. And that whole thing can be broken. We can be sanctified and set free. Now, that don't mean we won't be tempted. And I think that's what he was trying to say, is that everybody is tempted in some way at some time or another.
Well, that's true. Everybody is tempted.
Well, I think that's what he was saying.
Okay.
I think it may have come across as something more than that, but I think he was just saying that he's tempted.
Well, that tendency can be broken. Those were two chapters that I wanted to refer to, and also in Colossians chapter 3.
That's good. Colossians 3, Ephesians chapter 2, I read Wednesday night. I did a wonderful study Wednesday night on grace and spiritual maturity. Grace and spiritual maturity. Anybody that wants that study, Wednesday night Bible study is on DVD or CD, and they can certainly call and get it. Thank you. I'm going to grab some other emails that's come in here. Give us a call. We want every one of you out there to be on the line with us. We only have about 5 minutes, okay? So call quickly. We will do our best to help you. Let me go here. If someone in your church had a young adult child who said they were gay, how would you counsel them? I would take them to the Bible, show them, one, that this whole lifestyle is wicked and evil. I would show them that all of us have a sinful nature, and when we've not been born again, all kinds of things can come against us. Somebody else being a homosexual could induce a kid to think maybe this is what they are. And then I would help him know what victory is in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus will break every bondage. There is no thing, such thing as a bondage that Jesus won't break. There is no such thing as a bondage, as a sin that Jesus won't break and cleanse. Did you know that? Only sin he can't cleanse is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Because once you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you're beyond the pale of grace, okay? So don't ever let that happen. If someone is naturally born gay, well, that's not possible, okay? Let's quit even saying that. That is a complete wrong thing. I believe that the first sin mentioned after man chose to worship the Creator instead of the creation instead of the Creator in Romans chapter 1 is because Satan attacked that which he hated the most in God's creation, the creation of man, because he is the one thing in creation that was created in God's image. That's not bad. Really isn't. The one thing in God's Bible that was created in God's image is man and woman. One thing in the Bible created in God's image is man. That is a good thought. What a way, what a sermon. The one thing in all the Bible that was created in God's image was man and woman. In the image of God created he man. Oh, isn't that beautiful? That's just wonderful. That's just wonderful. Well, hello, Pastor. I wish I had time to get to that. Sexual lust and violence were horrible in Noah's day. But it seems it's worse today. I know as we cry out to God, but I'm telling you, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I'll make it quick. I was one called earlier, and then a young man called in, and I, when I was sharing, you was 100% right. I was saying man is tempted.
You were not, I think I said that and clarified it for you, okay?
Clarify it?
I think I did. I tried hard. God bless you. You know, we live in a dark day, but you can be delivered from whatever sin you're facing if you'll turn to God. And if you're not born again, there's just no end to what may come against you in your life. And you, I mean, look at sinners out there. They're going deeper and deeper and deeper into the quagmires of sin, so dark and godless until it's just overwhelming. That happens when a society quits preaching Jesus and people quit experiencing what it means to be born again and to know this saving faith and this saving power of our blessed Lord. I'm telling you, friend, it's overwhelming what we are facing. Now, I have done my best today to really come to you with all the love of my heart. Hallelujah. And I'm crying out with all the faith I have for God to give America a return to righteousness and purity and holiness. I hope you long for it as much as I long for it. Now, we got to go, but here's the email, jrc@paulcreek.org. I want you to have this booklet. I really do. It ought to be thousands that would call or email and get a copy of this. And then the booklet's on the internet for those who are listening by internet all over the world. I'm telling you, the coming of the Lord's at the door. You've got to learn the truth about Hillary Clinton. That is very important for you to learn. It really is. And I pray the rapture will occur before 2016 when that election comes off. But if it doesn't, you better know who you're voting for, because America and our future is in the balance. Call now, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Love to have you in church tomorrow. I'll be preaching a simple gospel message. I don't just beat my people over the head with these things on Sunday. We come to worship, see sinners saved, grow in the Lord, sing songs of praise and adoration to the great God Jehovah, and we'd love to have you. Paul Creek Ministry, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want you to know something. You're important to me. You are very important to me. Now keep calling. The ladies want you to call. They want you on the line with them. We love you. We love you. We want you to have this material. We're loving you. We're praying for you. God bless you, my friend. God bless you, my friend. You are very important to us. You are very important to us. God bless.